Audio Drama Production Podcast.
Hey, folks. This is Matthew Boudreau with the Audio Drama Production Podcast. I just wanted to pop in and let everybody know what's going on. So we've been out of production for the summer as we work to plan a new route for the Audio Drama Production Podcast. See, Austin's Clark Kent job is in construction, so he spends a lot of time hanging drywall all summer. And I've been hanging siding on the side of my house to keep the city of Buffalo off my back and from trying to take my house again. In addition, our original hosts, Oral Stage Studios, closed down, and we're now transitioning the show over to Uber Duo's production team. Plus, I've been spending a lot of the summer teaching classes on audio production and podcasting. It's raining today, so I can't do much work on the house. So I'm just going to pace around the house, annoying Austin with the ambience changes, and kind of talk to you about what's going on with the Audio Drama Production Podcast and upcoming events. First thing, the 11th Hour Audio Challenge is in full swing. That starts today, October 1st. If you're not familiar with the 11th Hour Audio Challenge, this is an annual challenge originally created by Oral Stage Studios. This is inspired by NaNoWriMo and 24-hour film festivals as a way to get audio drama producers together and creating audio drama for Audio Drama Day on October 30th. They're going to tell some great horror stories and hopefully learn a thing or two from each other in the process, make some good friends. I know you've heard me say it before, but I'm always enthusiastic about people getting together to make great audio. You can do more as a team. You can learn from each other. You can create better things when you've got more minds and more ideas on it, more expertise on a subject, more interpretations to choose from in order to tell a great story. 11th Hour is a great opportunity for people to work with new folks, start new teams, and hopefully create great new productions as a result of the people that they meet through the contest. So number two, as I mentioned, Oral Stage Studios is no more. It's defunct, yeah. And we have been working to transition all of its shows and all of the podcasts that it supported over to the Uber Duo Network, which is my sound effects and podcast editing company. So we can keep things like 11th Hour and ADPP going. So we can get out there and teach folks how to make great audio. So in conjunction with that, we've been working with some audio drama professionals and our own team to create some classes to actually visually show people and talk to people how to make audio drama online using the tools that you have, using recommendations for new tools, and just learning recording and editing tools and techniques along the way. There will be modules for producers, for editors, for voice actors, for sound designers, for composers, and classes will range the gambit of just very, very beginner level, just getting your voice into a recording and editing it, all the way on up to, you know, full immersive sound design and composition. Austin and I will also be continuing the Audio Drama Production Podcast, highlighting upcoming events, talking about some of the classes, sharing a few tips and tricks from some of the classes as they come, as they get created. So stick around because we got a lot of great things in store. Like I said, sorry we've been away so long. Austin and I are both working adults with families. We've both had a lot on our plates. There isn't a lot of time to shout into a microphone when you're swinging a hammer all day. And not a lot of focus either after spending all day in the hot sun. So we hope you'll stick around. We'll have new episodes coming out soon. If you'd like to participate in the 11th Hour, please look up the 11th Hour group.
on our Facebook page, which I believe is just Facebook/11th Hour Audio Productions. Otherwise, we'll be working all this month with 11th Hour and sharing some content and share some of the behind the scenes as producers share it with us.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.